Thousands of individuals are participating in a pro-Palestinian demonstration in London for the second consecutive weekend. The Metropolitan Police estimated that around 100,000 people had joined the march. This gathering occurred as the first humanitarian aid deliveries reached Gaza, following a period of restrictions imposed by Israel after a devastating attack involving Hamas on October 7 that resulted in massive casualties on both sides. Palestinian officials have reported a significant number of casualties due to Israeli strikes following the attack. Smaller pro-Palestinian demonstrations have also taken place in other UK cities, including Birmingham and outside Media City in Salford. The passage of humanitarian aid from Egypt into Gaza has come as a relief. The aid shipments have been labeled a lifeline by Foreign Secretary James Cleverly, although UN officials argue they are insufficient to address the ongoing crisis in Gaza. Protesters in London called for an end to Israeli airstrikes on Gaza in the wake of the incident involving Hamas on October 7. It was also confirmed that Hamas released a woman and her teenage daughter who had been held in the Gaza Strip. This release marked the first among approximately 150 or more individuals abducted by the militant group during their activities in southern Israel on October 7. Aid trucks are now entering Gaza through the Rafah crossing, which was made possible after negotiations between Israel and American President Joe Biden. The father and ex-husband of the hostages released by Hamas have confirmed that both individuals appear to be in good health following their captivity.
Get the latest news from the World News Index by visiting our website, www.worldnewsindex.com.